I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
God has a great purpose for your life, and that purpose is bigger than just sitting around waiting for the next chapter, whatever your next chapter may be. That may not be love. Maybe you've already found love. Maybe you're waiting for a job promotion or for children or to finish college or whatever it may be that you're waiting for. You don't just have to sit there and twiddle your thumbs. You can, you know, certainly wait on God and wait for His plan to unfold, but at the same time, you can wait with purpose, and you can get out there and you can, you know, live your life boldly and take chances and follow your dreams. And there's just a lot of life to be lived that happens in the meantime.
But I think, you know, probably those of us that are married need to remember that, you know, those that are single don't have some of the experiences we do, as you describe it. So I was weary of not having a partner to back me up when the oil change place tried to convince me I needed a new filter, new wiper blades, a new engine, and a partridge in a pear tree. I was weary of not having a tribe. I was weary of buying wedding and baby shower gifts for other people. I was weary of the endless parade of adorable family photos of fun holiday happenings that besieged my social media timelines around the holidays. I was weary of sitting alone and going places alone. I was weary of having no one to share my heart and life with, my love with. I mean, that is a reality for many people, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, honestly, you know, I wrote the book over a year ago, and I still feel like I'm kind of in that place of just, okay, God, it's, you know, I've been waiting. It's time now. I'm ready for that next chapter. And so, you know, I am still kind of there myself and still working through that and writing through that and just trying to trust that, you know, there is a plan and that God's timing is much better than mine. But I do think that it's okay for single people. I think that, you know, even myself early on when I started the blog, we sort of perpetuate that we have to have this constantly cheerful, oh, you know, single is wonderful and single is, you know, just the best thing ever. And it's this and this and this. And certainly you should maintain a positive mindset about your singleness. But I think it's also okay to admit when you're having a bad day or when you're having that lonely moment or, you know, reach out and tell someone or write about it or, you know, what I've done is kind of turn my many, you know, angsty moments about singleness into my, you know, life's purpose. And so I think that, you know, whether it's singleness or whether it's something else altogether that you're struggling with, just know that, you know, my encouragement would be that you're not alone and it's okay to have those struggles. I think sometimes also as Christians, we think that we're not allowed to have those weak moments. And that's so not the case at all, because that, you know, even the Bible says that in our weakness, He is our strength. And those weak moments, whether it's singleness or something else altogether, are the moments when we really allow God to shine the most brightly through us.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.